Welcome to Wobbies and Wizards. This is your host, Light, the Light-Fingered Thief.
I am Logar, the Barbarian.
Welcome, Logar. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. I'm gonna get something here. I have something before me that I'm gonna roll. It's a 10-sided die.
I hear something on the other side there.
Well, this is a 10-sided die, but this is not just any 10-sided die.
What's special about this one?
It's like one of those old gem science dice from back in the 80s. It's also my oldest surviving die. I painted the numbers with testers back in the day because it didn't have any number fill outs and you couldn't read it. So I went in there and it managed to work. It wore off where it was like overlapped and all, but I hated how pointy it was. So I took it to a wood file and filed the points off of it.
It got pretty. That's not good. That means you're loading the dice if you're filing off the ends of it.
Well, I was a kid, I just hated how pointy they were. So I filed them. I was like, I gotta get this filed and gotta get this nuts pointy so I can roll it.
I was like, you've just impacted the randomness of the row.
And this came in. So when I got into the game, my grandmother bought me the Dragon Raid box set, which was the Christian role-playing game alternative. And that's where this die came from.
I lost all my childhood dice. I got mine from the BX sets that were the grayish blue color that you crayon in the numbers and then fill it in every other year, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'd use testers on this, because I kept on crayoning it in and it wasn't working so well.
Yeah, but we do love our dice. I mean, obviously modern dice has evolved quite a bit versus back in the day when they were called mathematics dice, essentially.
Well, that's like I've said before, that's how I got like the first dice we were able to get a hold of. We're out of the math cabinet at school. We were sneaking them in our pocket and taking them home like naughty children.
There you go. But, you know, today's modern dice, there's so many different dice manufacturers. There's so many different aesthetic styles of dice now. So it really has blown up in regards to the options that you can now have instead of the cheap plastic dice that we had growing up.
I really appreciate the sets of Dungeon Crawl classic dice.
The Zochi dice.
There was someone had said something when we first picked it up and they go, oh, that's cool, but this got all these weird dice. I was like, wait a minute, rewind a few decades and remember when we first got into this. Remember what we were saying?
Find
all this weird, and it kind of take you back to that point. Now that you can fall into a polyhedral set pretty quick, pretty easy, pretty cheap. I've bought so many dice over the years, and it's not like I'm out constantly buying them, but you play for a while, you just keep on picking up a set here and there. It builds up.
Yeah, you know, for me, so, you know, I do have a set of the DCC dice for Dungeon Crawl Classics. I also have a set of metal dice, the gravity machine dice that are supposed to be better balanced, as well as a bunch of, you know, just random dice from like Amazon and stuff that I've picked up for the cheap.
I've gotten lots of mine. Like, just a lot of times if I'm at a game store and I walk on in, I want to get something, there's not really anything there. Sometimes I'll just be like, oh, well, give me that set of dice there. You know, there's not really anything for me to pick up here today because I've got a lot of books. It's like, I've got everything here. Like, why don't you give me a set of dice? And I've accumulated so many that I put them in sets that are color coded.
Right. To match them up.
Yeah. I've got a purple set. I've got a green set. The purple set's probably one of the biggest. It was my DM set for years. I've got and that's a huge bag. I've got a red and black set, a green set, a blue set, and then a couple other various colored ones. And then I started getting 6-sided and 10-sided dice sets for certain games, like Year Zero games. I wanted to have a full 6-sided die for like Traveler or Year Zero or any of those games. Should we play them?
Yeah, I have the same thing. I have a bunch of 6-sided dice for when we're playing like the Savage Worlds type of stuff. But I've also been using a lot of the Roll for Initiative dice more recently, the ones that are like 20% bigger. Because as I keep mentioning, you know, with my old eyes, I like having a little bit larger dice to be able to see the numbers a lot easier.
Yeah, this company, Roll for Initiative, I started picking up some of their dice sets. And what I like about those ones is they don't just come one of each. They come in a practical, well, they have multiple sets, right, different sets you can buy. But they also sell it for like a relatively low price. When I say under $10, you can buy a set of the polyhedral set where you have 4 sixes with it. It's got 3 20s with that set and a multiple of a few others, just so that you have enough to pretty much run any game you need. It's always better to have a couple more here and there for different things.
Yeah, I just ended up buying some dice in bulk, like a half a pound bag of dice from them, just to get enough for running a DM game.
At one point in time, I think it was a Chessex pound of dice that I had bought years ago. And eventually those just got portioned out into the various colored sets. I'm not sure. I think it was just Chessex dice set.
The other thing that's interesting now is, you know, there's a lot of handcrafted dice that are out there where people are actually carving it out of like wood and other, you know, specialty materials, very limited, or casting dice with stuff captured in the middle of the dice.
The middle of the dice ones, I started buying some of those from this Viridian Gaming, I believe it was called, Viridian Games, Viridian Dice. I'll have to double check that and make sure I'm giving everybody the right place. But it's ViridianGaming.com. And Viridian Gaming Dice, they had a bunch of these cool little flowers in the middle of the dice. So I've been going on there and ordering a flower set here and there. Usually when I'm rolling bad in game, if I have some few bad rolls, I log on there and okay. I was just logging on to eBay and buying the really cheap ones from like that were being shipped in from like Hong Kong and stuff. Yep. But those took me forever to get here and they weren't rolling great. I got a few really good sets out of it, but in the end, I've been ordering from that Viridian. It's a good price. And I love those little flower dice and they roll really well for me. I've had good luck with the dice I've been buying there that are clear with the flowers in them.
Yep. I mean, for me, I've been getting mostly the Roll for Initiative and then the Gravity, you know, metal dice that are machined. If I get some extra cash in the future, maybe I'll go buy some dice made out of dinosaur bone or whatever those, you know, crazy limited edition type of, you know, handcrafted dice are.
Now I've heard say that the metal dice will ding a table. I haven't picked any of the metal dice up, mostly because when I look at them, it's like a set's like at least $40 or something, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna spend that much in a set of dice. I got a lot of dice here.
Yeah, I mean they will. If you have a wooden table, it will ding it up. So I roll it onto like a felt dice rolling tray. That way my partner doesn't get too bitter about me, and then we have the gaming table we have is a poker table that's felt lined, so we can roll on that one. But I like the metal dice just because, you know, they're more balanced and more machined. So in theory, they should be more random in the rolling than some of the other dice. I guess the science dice, those are supposed to be precision injection molded, but I have yet to pick up a set of those.
Are you talking about the Gem Science dice or which
ones? Gem Science or Game Science.
Game Science or Gem Science, the companies, yeah. The ones that did the old style dice back in the day. Yeah.
Yep.
I have quite a few of those in various sets here and there. I actually have one that kind of was like got all the odd numbers from the Gem Science. It's got like three-sided and seven-sided and all that stuff from years ago that I picked up, and that's a pretty good little set, and it's got all those like the ones you'd need for Dungeon Crawl Classics mostly. It's a neat Gem Science set that I don't see around a lot.
Yeah, so you know, dice I think is a great side hobby for us to be able to also collect on top of our normal gaming. And to your point, we know everybody has lucky dice and everyone has a dice jail for their very unlucky dice as well too. So it makes it fun and unique.
I've been switching out here lately between two sets that I have that are newer sets. One's the like the pastel pinks and yellow set, and that's rolls pretty decent. And then the other one I've been switching that with is of course my flower dice. I love my flower dice. I'm loving those flowers. They're so cool.
Yep. And I think that's a difference. You know, I prefer my dice to be functional and readable, while you like your dice to have good design and good.
Well, I do prefer the readability. The pastel ones are much easier to read. There are a couple of the flower ones that are not easy to read. So I've been like honing in on figuring out which color that's painted onto it that I have to be buying for it to be highly readable.
Yeah, exactly. The high contrast.
Made that mistake in the first couple without, they have little to no contrast. Usually the ones that have the white numbers painted white tend to be pretty well easy to read on those.
Yeah, I prefer the white. I have some weird dice that has like a gray dice with a blue number. Can't read it.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of like black ones with the red numbers. They're not as easy
can't read those either.
The black ones with the white numbers and the red ones with the white numbers, those tend to be, that white tends to be a good contrast on the color for most dice anyways to pick up. I gravitate towards that.
Well, yeah, you know, growing up, that's what we use as a white crayon to color in our dice, so that's what I'm used to is the white color.
Now, I think one thing we're going to have to look into one day is all these people that have been posting stuff on Twitter about how they're making dice and molding dice and figure out how to get it. I think I'm going to go that far.
Yeah. No. I mean, I did do a blog article on our blog at wobbiesandwizards.com that talk about the manufacturing of dice. So if people are interested in learning more about how to make dice, I did post an article on there about dice making and how to keep it balanced so that you can get more randomized rolls and such. So
we can definitely throw that onto here. When was that came out? I'm trying to figure that was a
real early one, probably.
Dice for RPGs, different types, science, and collecting. Yeah, I'll put a link in the notes of this to that article specifically so that people can get into it. I have read so many things about the whole, have you ever tried to balance your dice in a cup of water?
Not yet. No,
I've never, everybody talks about doing it. I've never done it. I'm just like, I'll just roll with the table. See what happens. If it rolls crappy, I'm going to
change it out.
Avoid that. Yeah, exactly. I don't get that. I just see how it rolls and how it feels. And I got a few that I get a feel for that. I feel are the good ones to go for here and there. And it seems like suddenly the good one will start failing me and I'll have to start looking for a new one again.
Well, then you got to change it out and get a new one. But, you know, it's interesting because like you and I, we got, you know, bags of dice, right? Big bags of dice. I see a lot of the accessories that are out there right now for D&D and other role-playing games. You know, they make like little dice holders, but they only hold like one traditional polyhedral set. I'm like, I need more than one set. I need like multiple sets at hand, not one set, you know?
Well, I got this gorgeous dice bag that I ordered from a person who made them. I think they were on Twitter. I ran into them and it is beautiful. It's got like embroidered butterflies. It's all purple and teal. And that's why I keep my purple set in. I love that dice bag and it holds a lot. It'll hold like the little bags you usually get in the stores, like the game stores they sell. They're like a buck or two. They got like a little drawstring and they're kind of like a cheap, I don't know, want to say some kind of felty type material. Yeah. They don't hold a whole lot. I can't fit that many. I guess they hold a lot of dice. I just have an excessive amount.
Oh, yeah. You do have a lot of dice. You know, when you're running around to other people's houses, if you're gaming in person, obviously you can't bring your whole, you know, 5-pound bag of dice every time. So you got to find something.
I mean, I usually lug around a 5-pound bag of dice.
Yeah, the Crown Royal bag.
At least one. I usually lug around at least one big bag. I usually have an extra bag or two in my game bag when I go out to play, just in case someone doesn't have dice. I'm like, here's a set.
Yep.
We're about up on time. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, give us a like and a follow. Give us a share on social media. Go ahead and give us a positive review somewhere. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search Wobblies and Wizards. We're at wobbliesandwizards.com. And keep those dice rolling.
Yep. Let us know where you get your favorite dice from.